This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45, Monday morning. Hello, yeah. My little friends.
Hi, friendies.
Good morning.
So we get Bryn back on Wednesday?
Bryn, yeah, back on Wednesday.
Well, that's good.
Scott Caprell came over to my house last night.
Oh, you let him come over?
Yeah.
Okay with your brother?
It was. He came over for dinner with Hooman. Hooman was there.
Wow,
our Sunday nights are back.
Did Hooman know that Scott was coming over?
He did not.
Ooh, was he upset?
No.
And your brother was there too?
Yeah.
So you had a house full.
We did. We had
seven of us. Was our boy Berkeley there,
too? No, Berkeley is not coming home a lot on the weekends. I miss him. It's been like a month since I've seen him.
Well, it's nice to see him, you know.
It's nice.
Doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's college. He's going to look back and go, man, I should have had some experiences. Some injuries, you know.
Oh,
I should have barfed on stuff.
Some hangovers.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Broken bones.
Right.
Yeah.
I need to get arrested. You know.
What'd you serve for dinner?
John, my brother John, smoked two chicks. He got this smoker.
Uh-huh.
And the food that he has been making has been... It's mind-blowing. Yes, Vinny.
Is the smoker big?
Did he bring the smoker or he got it when he moved here?
He had one, I guess, before, I think. Mm. But he didn't bring it because it was like an old nasty one. And so he got a new one.
Ooh.
And he's been smoking stuff. He smoked salmon a few weeks ago. I'm like, I love smoked salmon. Like, I mean, you know, it's a pretty standard, delicious thing that you eat.
Healthy.
And he smoked this big, huge salmon. And it was like crack. Like, I couldn't believe how good it was.
Like butter.
That he made this thing. So last night, he smoked two chickens. They were delicious. Mm. And my husband, John, made Mexican corn on the cob, you know, with, like, the seasoning and all. That's freaking delicious. And then my sister-in-law made, a big caprese salad.
Mm, that sounds so good.
I made two big pitchers of ice water. So that was my contribution, and I set the table. So,
You went all out.
I made a purse. That's what I contributed.
Did Hooman bring dessert?
Hooman did bring dessert, as he always does. Even though I tell him all the time, don't bring anything.
Well,
he likes
good.
A meal like that. You need to top it off.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
Oh, I'd be looking for sugar after that.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah.
Then we watched two episodes of Ozark. And
How you doing? Where are you?
We're on the fourth episode.
And do you like or no?
Oh, it's great.
You're in.
It's great. The tension is thick.
Yeah.
It's a very tense show to watch.
Yep.
Like, every character has some thing going on that you're just
gnarly.
Like, oh, boy. Oh, geez. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's going to happen now?
I agree.
Last night, the pitcher of lemonade got dropped on the porch. And then somebody might have got stabbed in the neck with a syringe.
Oh.
And then died Joffrey style on the porch. Good times.
Yeah, that is.
So, but the highlight of my week was that freaking waitress play.
Right.
OMG. Look, I love...
You didn't like it?
No, I did like it. I want to say that I've been to, I don't know, 50 musicals in my life. Like, I love plays. I love musicals. I'm down. I always think, you know, what humans can do is amazing. I just, you know, people standing on stage and singing their hearts out. I eat it up. I'm gonna say it. This is the best stage show I've ever seen.
Ever.
Like, I thought Hamilton was... Here's the thing. Hamilton's great, but it's heavy. Like, this one, this is a...
Overhyped.
No, it's
not nearly
great.
As good
Stop
as you
it.
Think.
It's really good.
It's okay.
It's really good. But this play is... It's a simple story. I don't want to say too much about it.
Can
chick,
you say what the story is?
She's a waitress. Uh-huh. She's in a bad marriage. And it goes from there. Like, there's...
A bad marriage, like, they're not in love, or a bad marriage, like, he's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
Okay. Mm.
He's a bad man. So it starts, and it unfolds, but the thing about it is that, first of all, the music is insanely beautiful. I wrote an Instagram post at intermission. I was freaking out so hard over it. I cried, not because it's sad, I cried a little because there's sad parts or whatever. The freaking songs and the harmonies and the performances, I was like...
Because it was so beautiful.
Just beautiful. Like, tears trickling down my face. And luckily, thank God, not just me, my brother also embarrassingly sobbing at this thing. And my husband and his wife are looking at us like, really, you guys? Because nothing is like, but it's so beautiful. It was just moving. It's like, I highly recommend, if you even think you might kind of like musicals, like, musicals aren't for everybody, but this... It's more than that. Like, the way they move the sets, so creative. Everything about it was so great. There is this dude who's comic relief who is so unbelievably funny that we're laughing at this song that he did so hard that the whole cast has to wait, like, a minute. Like, his thing's done, and he's standing there in the pose, and we're all laughing, and it goes on for, like, they're all... kind of about to start,
waiting.
And the audience is just falling on the floor laughing.
Wow.
Like, it's hilarious. The music is... You can so hear Sarah Bareilles. Mm. Like, she's great. I think Sarah Bareilles is just so talented.
She's not in this one, but...
She's not, but we've seen her... She wrote all the music. Mm-hmm. And we've seen her a bunch of times over the years. She's mm-hmm. done little Christmas shows for us. She's done big festival shows for us. I mean, she's just so, so talented. And you just hear her in the harmonies. You hear her in the melodies. I mean, it's she should be so proud. I mean, I'm sure she is. I just loved that show so much. It's embarrassing to leave a show with mascara running down your face. And I just didn't care. It was so good. We couldn't stop talking about it. It's just excellent. I highly recommend it. And I don't know who got us those tickets, Yuzi. Somebody at SHN, I guess. But
our AE's name is Scott. So he works with, I guess the SHN is the client.
We had great seats.
Good,
and just good. What a great, I couldn't recommend it more. If you're not a theater geek, you might still like it. It's really good. I think it's better than Hamilton. I mean, the subject matter is super light. Like, if you're looking for heavy stuff or, I've seen Les Mis and that's, heavy but beautiful. But this one is just, it moves. It's like there's no breaks in the scenes. They just keep sliding the things around and making the next scene happen. And she has all the theme of the whole thing is that this woman makes pies. Which you think, you're like, why would that matter?
Pies.
And it matters so much to you by the end. Like, all I wanted was pie. It's great. I just thought it was so, so, so good.
Well, we're going to have in the star, the lady. I don't know her name, Sarah.
Oh, her name's Jenna in the play.
Okay.
Dwyer is her last name.
And the husband, who is her real-life husband.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're married.
Earl is his name in the play.
Okay.
Boy, he is. You hate him.
He's a piece,
You effing hate. And the acting is so, like, I know they're singing. And so you should feel like, oh, well, they're singing, so they can't be acting. Oh, my God. Just so convincing and moving and just, oh, God, blah, 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 blah. It's so good.
That's great.
I'm sure there's
lots of people who love it, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason why it's going to be around a while.
Not for kids, everybody. Lots of swears, lots of vagina talk. Lots of...
I might like that.
Yeah, you actually... I think you'd actually love it.
One of my favorite subjects.
It's really funny, but yeah, it starts right off with lots of F words and...
Oh, good.
Lots of stuff happening. Lots of sex happening.
Oh.
I know, in a very comedic way. Huh. Really good.
Maybe Maybe I should go.
You should. Everyone should go to this play. I know, you know, we're not always sitting around here recommending plays, but damn, I was very impressed.
And your sister-in-law liked it as well?
Oh my God, we all loved it. Uh-huh. We just couldn't stop talking about it.
Did you go to dinner?
We did. We headed back up tomorrow and mm-hmm. went to Frantoio. Ding, ding, shame. Mm-hmm. It's easy, right off the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Got some pasta, you know.
Yeah.
Macaroni's always easy.
It's easy and good. It was good. I had drinks. It was fun.
I hate getting pasta out because it's so cheap and they charge so much money for it. I'm like, I could have made this at home for 12 cents.
Yeah.
I'm paying $28 for this.
It was $22. We got this. A couple of us got the special with the tiger prawns.
Ooh, yum. Yeah, okay. Good.
Yeah, you're not getting that at home. The tiger prawns.
Yeah. Well,
and you're not. You throw the box away and you're like, I'm done, dude. Dishes are done.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Me? Mm-hmm. I did the family stuff it's cool. Our kid's going through, the baby's going through a phase.
Uh-oh.
Mrs. has this app that has described this kid's every phase perfectly.
Oh.
And right now, the app has lightning strikes, and we are in lightning strike. Like, the kid's just crying, and it's random, and it's nonsensical. Like, you just go... Everything's covered, dude. Mm. Like, phew.
Why are you crying?
But she's not colic. It's not that. So it's not
4 p.m. Mm-hmm. witching hour.
Well, it is some witching hour stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I wonder what that is.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but it's cool. We went to the pumpkin patch on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
Great. We, you know,
Olympics pumpkins.
It's always so nice when people say hi. So, you know. Thanks. We appreciate it that you're listening, and that you should always say hi, by the way.
Yeah,
although it was weird because I was in the car because the baby fell asleep.
Mm.
So the missus and Isla went and did pumpkin patchy things.
Oh, I'm sure you were so bummed.
I was fine. Yeah. I mean, I was okay. I was just sitting there reading stuff. But yeah, anyway, we did that, and then I had an HOA meeting.
How'd that go?
Oh, super.
Yeah, you love that.
God,
did you guys order pizza?
So great. Well, you know, no. And then, yeah, then I went for a surf, and that was nice, and watched some football.
Excellent.
Always good.
Yeah, I know, football's, it's on. Man.
And I already thanked you for the lovely bracelets.
Oh my God,
thank you
so much for the, I mean, I got a little video from her and everything.
Oh, what did she
She's just say? Like, thank you so much for the bracelet, Sarah.
Oh.
So cute. What is going on
I don't know.
With the sink?
I don't know.
What is that?
I said that in the post. I don't know what's going on. I walked into that bathroom because it hit me that I hadn't, because I had the bracelets in my briefcase. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Briefcase.
Members.
Mm-hmm. And so when we picked her up from school at 2 o'clock to go to the pumpkin patch, I didn't have them with me, and it was the first thing she asked for. So bad dad, I'm like, I'll get them to you later, sorry. So I got them to her that evening, and then I didn't think to do the, you know, finally I went, I gotta get a picture, and I gotta thank Sarah. So I went into the bathroom, and I'm like,
is she dyeing her doll's hair?
So I walk in, and the first thing I see is that there's poop in the toilet. And I'm like, what in the hell? Is that yours? And she goes, oh, yeah. Okay, well, you got to flush when you're done. Gross.
Yeah.
And then she's standing on a footstool, and she's got purple-colored water plugged up in the sink.
But it looked like there was no drain in the sink. Like, it looks, it's such a strange picture. It looks
I don't know how to answer that. There's purple water in the sink. Mm-hmm. There's dolls all around the sink ledge.
Yeah.
Metida and otherwise. And I'm like, I start to go, what are you? And I just go, listen, I need to get a picture. I just like focus. It's during a commercial in the game. I just need to get this done. Hold your hands out. And so that's the picture you see, is her hands over purple water covering. Yeah.
So is that
that's
maybe
the
that's
light overhead
reflecting in the water?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I don't understand. I thought that was the drain and that there's
I'd love to tell you how the water got purple, but I don't know.
Maybe from the doll's hair.
Maybe she's dyeing their hair or something.
I think she colored the water, but I...
This almost looks like a popsicle stick up here. Like, did she put a grape popsicle into the water?
Mm. No, there is a stirring.
Oh.
You know the rubber tipped stirring things you'd use for baking?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's in there.
Spatula thing.
Yeah. That's what she's using there, and I don't know.
She's getting creative.
She's not bothering me, is what she
That's the best thing. Until they've dyed
herself,
a whole room purple.
Yeah,
and then you're,
keep herself busy. Like, or the carpet, the walls.
Should have been watching. Yeah.
I was bothering her in that moment, so the truth is, I made quick work of it and got out of her way. And let her finish her thing. And then afterward, I posted it. I'm like, oh, man, her face. We made smoothies. Again, sort of purplish because there's blueberry. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I have a mustache. And in the video that I posted, when you see her face, you'll see she's got sort of some type of...
It has stained her.
She's got a mess on her face. And after, I just went, oh, my God. People are going to think there's child abuse. Her face is dirty. She painted her own fingernails, so they're just...
A mess.
Her little voice is so cute. Hold on.
Purple water.
Sarah, thank you. Thank you so much for the bracelet, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, she looks adorable.
So cute. Oh, my God.
Anyway, thank you so much for the bracelet, Sarah.
Thank you.
I got mine, Vinny.
You got yours on?
Yeah, it's for my, there's a skulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll use it for my costume.
Yeah, it looks piratey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, skulls are always good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, they're definitely not just for Halloween. I love skulls.
Me too.
I'm all about it. Uh-huh. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's like a secret badass thing. Like, you know, like, ooh, you have some beaded thing on, but it has a skull on it.
Don't mess with me.
I know, I got a skull on me. I'm hardcore. Yeah.
Put a skull on anything and it's like, 10% better.
Oh, I totally agree. Love a good skull.
Especially the tattoos.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of those.
I did.
Oh, here's my skull.
Let me see.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the red eyes. That's a scary
What's the last time you got some work done, Ben?
It's been a little while.
Has it?
Yeah.
Getting the hankering?
I've had the hankering, but, you know, we just had a kid. You know, so... Mm-hmm. There's that.
There's your time and your money.
Hey, you know what? The missus wanted this kid desperately, and I was like, all right, I'm in. If you're really, that's going to really, I don't want to hold you up. I get it. But she stepped up. She's been doing all the work.
Oh, good.
I mean, I'm walking around.
Is she having a better time this time?
Much. The kid's eating, and there's milk, so it's that part's good, and she's dealing with all
blues
this.
Or...
I'm walking around with the kid a lot. You know, I get up and just walk because it instantly the kid goes, oh, it's like that's like the secret.
Walk it around. Move it around.
So I'm doing that, but she's doing all this. All right, man.
You have it.
Go for a surf.
Sweet. A surf, not a tattoo. But,
it was the deal, though.
Yeah.
So.
Look at her sticking to the deal this time.
Well, we'll see.
This time.
It's 2 months in. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's just going to get better.
Yeah, it will. And as you know, it gets easier. Right up until it gets harder. Teenage daughter. Oh, man, I'm watching the Ozark thing. And we were talking about like teenage daughters. I'm like, oh, boy.
A buddy hit me up on Instagram just last night from way back in my San Diego days. And he's like, hey, you know, and it says some things and I say some things. And then he goes, oh, two girls. I know that because he's got two daughters. Mm-hmm. And he goes, my life is a hockey game. It's three periods and there's always fighting. And I was all,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're doing dad jokes.
Funny.
He's got two daughters.
That's
three
hilarious.
Periods.
That's great.
14 and 17. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, boy, he's in the thick of it.
Yeah, they're 14 and 17, and he's still married.
He should be talking to you every day.
No,
telling you how it's going to be, getting you ready for it.
I don't want
to. You know, I think it's easier for dads. Like, I never really was a total bitch to my dad. It was my mom I had the problems with, you know?
Yeah.
My dad was always daddy.
Oh, really?
Daddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and my mom butted heads. Still do. I still get along better with my dad. Like, there's no, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I love my mom. Obviously, mom, I love you with all my heart.
Nobody supports you more than your mom. That's for sure.
That is true. And no one can cut you down as well as your mom, too. She definitely keeps you in. They do. They know all the buttons. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, that was, so it sounds like we had, what about you? Good. Did you manage to stay in your pajamas all weekend?
No, I have a friend who's feeling really down. So I'm like, you know what? Get over here. Come pick me up. I'll take you to dinner.
Oh.
So we went
come
to dinner.
Get me and I'll take you to dinner.
Yeah. I buy you fly.
Yep. Yeah.
Took him to dinner and then we went to a bar, had a couple drinks. And
oh, that's good. That's
it. Yeah, he's just feeling really down.
I think Georgie?
No, my friend Ali.
Ali.
He's just, I think he's just feeling lonely in the world right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going around.
Mm-hmm. There is. I'm finding a lot of friends are feeling that way right now.
Right.
Well, it's sad as your friends, as we all age too, that you see people who are sad. You go, or like my friend James, he's not sad. He wasn't even bummed. But I'm like, you live in a truck and you're driving around and it's just making me feel bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't asking for it.
Mm.
I didn't even really say it, but I think I told him something like on a text the last time we talked. I just said, you know, being alone, being lonely does not mean you're alone. I'm right here. You can drop anchor here anytime.
Mm. Oh, Ben.
Oh, I just felt like, you know.
It's very sweet.
Because I do know that feeling. I've mm-hmm. been there. We've traveled around for this job enough times.
Right.
And in Philly, where I was alone.
No friends.
And in Oregon, where I was alone. And I'm okay with it a lot more than some people.
Sure.
But I do know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So nice of you to take Ali to dinner.
Yeah.
High five.
Self high five.
Self high five.
All right. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be a good week. I can feel it. Starting off good. We'll be right back with the trash after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.